like swan, cuffs
are jumping.
Or jumping here there. So many bulls are fighting. As if Krishna is there. All gopis. But remembering the pastimes of Krishna. They are churning. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Beautiful Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing very sweetly and gently. Very pure water. Cuckoos are dancing. Peacocks are dancing. All the cowherds were very happy. As if they are playing with Krishna. All the mother are very happy. As if Krishna was there. For a moment he saw all these things. Uddhava has never seen, but he has heard from the mouth of Krishna that Vrindavan is so beautiful. And then at once he saw, vanished this scene. And now he saw barren land. All the cows like dying. Very sad. Cops, very sad. No cuckoo bird are there. But not singing. Only some medhak. Frogs are. Weeping inside. Where is Krishna? So everything was changed at a moment. And he became very sad. Then he went there on the door of Nanda Baba. Up till now, the dhulikana, all the dusts are now set up. And everything is okay. Nanda Baba heard that a boy from Mathura has come. And he saw, and very became that, he is nephew. Uddhav, from where you are coming? Why you are coming? And he embraced him and took his tail. And I told last day, what are the stages of cooking room and all these things were upset here and there. No cooking, nothing. Then, after yesterday, I'm explaining some more now. That, Nanda Baba was weeping bitterly. He wanted to ask something about Krishna. How is my, Lala, how is my son? But as he wanted to speak, voice choked. So much tears in eyes. He could not speak anything out of separation of Krishna. He was trying, but could not speak. In the end, anyhow, he told that, Kansa is now killed. Indirectly he is coming. Now Kansa has been killed. Oh, no, he has not killed. He has killed himself. His own activities has killed him. Now, I think that from various places, all the relatives of Jadav are now in Mathura. How is my brother? Who is brother? Vasudev. How is my brother? And Bas again began to. He wanted to ask that, how is my son? Again he began. Uddhava sometimes he क्या वो हमें स्मरण करता है?
Does he sometimes remember me?
Does he remember me any time? I'm father. Does he remember her his mother? He's all cowherd boys. Now all are about to die. I cannot forget. Never, never, never. I won't forget. If has he has forget, I must. But I cannot do. Oh, see her mother, his mother. He is about to die. Everything in Vrindavan is upset. I don't know why I am here. My life is here. I know only one, there was a father. Only one father. A rare father. I am not qualified to be father of Krishna. Only there was only one father, and that was Maharaj Dasharath. He could not tolerate the separation of her child, his child, son, Ram. Ram went to obey him in forest. And he told Ram, Ram and not thrice. He left his soul and he died at once. But why I'm not dying? I don't know. I'm more than stone and all these things. He died, but I am not dying. Oh, I know that my heart is made of what? Thunderbolt. I have not quality to be the father of very sweet Krishna. I know. That is why we could not nourish and support this sweet boy. Oh, this boy was really very sweet, very powerful, very qualified. But I deserve no quality of being a father of such a boy. So he left. He wants some more love and affection. But we could not give. That is why he left. But why we are not going to die? And then whole night passed and he became faint at last. He could not separation. And mother, hearing the pastimes of Krishna in the dialogue between Uddhava and Nanda Baba, oh, she was crying bitterly. So much milk was coming from her breast. And she also became faint. Anyhow, Uddhava tried to pacify, but as he was pacifying, more and more separation was going high. He could not. So whole night in this way passed. When it was morning, Uddhava take the feet dust of Nanda Baba. Now he was thinking, I cannot imagine even. His love and affection for Krishna is like mountain Himalaya and peak Everest. You know how much high? About 8 miles high. So if anyone has cap or hat, and he will see that hat will how it is. He cannot imagine. So he was now calculating. How high is the love and affection of these parents of Krishna, that they are thinking, Krishna to their child. Actually, who is he? He is the Supreme Lord of whole world, universe. Brahma, Shankar, they are his servants. So he is Ishwar of Ishwar. But they have no so much affection. Even they have forgotten that he is Parabrahma. So thou, what to do? What should I tell him? He was thinking. How I can pacify him? Nanda Baba. Oh, in dictionary he was choosing any word to give him thank. But there was no word. If a man weeps for Krishna, he is very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. If one drop of water comes, one drop of tear comes, anyone, then he is devotee. And he is very much fortunate. Very, very fortunate. And if anyone is always weeping for that Krishna, how he will be? Unique. In this world, not. And he is doing so. So should I say that you should weep bitterly? This will not be pacifying word. Should I tell that you should not weep? How can I tell? Because whole Shastra, epics, Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavat, all are telling that weeping for Krishna is high class love and affection. So how can I tell him that don't weep for Krishna? Anyone cannot tell. Then what should I do? What should I do? He could not imagine any word for Nanda Baba. At last, he told, oh, you are very fortunate. Really, you are very fortunate. That Krishna is the Supreme God, and you are thinking him, your son, and weeping for him. He told. Nanda Baba at once began to weep more and told, oh, I'm very sorry, very worried. That I thought that you are very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. I thought that you are friend of Krishna. And I've heard that you are disciple of Brihaspati. And a good friend of Krishna. But I think that you are not so intelligent. You are dull.
Your milk teeth has not gone yet.
Your milk teeth still is there and not gone. But you are not intelligent. You are like a baby. You cannot understand. You are telling that you are very fortunate. But you cannot see the other side. How unfortunate we. You are telling that we are fortunate. Why? To have a Supreme God like your son Krishna. But why you are not understanding this point? That having a son like Krishna, and Krishna has left us. We were fortunate, it may be. But now, we are most fortunate in whole world. There is none unfortunate like us. That having a son like him, and we have lost that thing. And at once he became again faint. Now it was morning. Udhar took the feet dust of Nanda Baba. I have never seen. I cannot imagine. Even in Shastra, here or there, we have not seen and not heard a love and affection, motherly and fatherly, like him. And then he went to Kunda. Now that Kunda is called Krishna Kunda. Still, on the side of Nandagaon. So he went there. took bath. And he did Anhik. Anhik, you know, the mantra given by Gurudev. And after that he was returning to Nanda Bhavan, but he saw a wonderful thing. He saw that there are lakhs and lakhs kadam trees are there. So many groves. And in that groves, in these groves he saw thousands and thousands of teenaged girls, gopis. All very sad, all very sad. When they saw, they were looking towards Uddhav and his chariot and talking each other. Have you seen a chariot, golden chariot? Another Sakhi told, yes, I have seen. From where it came? Another told, perhaps it has come from Mathura. Why? Again, that Akrur has come. And Uddhava was hearing, Krishna has sent his servant on a golden chariot to show his high affluence. That my servant even, now I am not that Gwala Krishna, cowherd boy. I am now king of Mathura with very opulence. My servant can go in golden chariot. So you should say, he has sent perhaps to show his father and mother that Krishna is now with so opulence. To show the opulence he has sent. Uddhav is thinking in mind, I've done wrong. Very, very wrong. Why I came with this golden chariot? Again that Sakhi is telling to another, why he has come? What Krishna has to do with us now? He has nothing. Why he has sent this chariot? Anyone told that, Akrur has again come. Why he has come? What business now? There is business that Kansa is killed. And now it is 13th day. 30 days means, you know, some sanskar is done. Some pind is given to dead body for the welfare of that dead soul. That soul. So Kansa is dead. Now, they want to give some pind. Pind is called something. Oblations. To dead body, dead person. But there is nothing to give. So Akrur has come. Here are so many pinds. What pind? Hrith pind. Hrith pind, you know? Horse. Because we are all dying. All will die. Basically he will take and he will go to Mathura and it will be given to Kams. In our Indian tradition. It is very high thing. Like abuse. So Uddhav told, why I can? Really, I should not have come. I should have come like Akinchan, Deenheen. Some here with some grass in my mouth. But I have come in such a way. Earth, Mother Earth, you should be divided and I want to go there. Then anyone is telling that, why he has come? What business? Again, why he is coming to us here? We are not related to Krishna. We are not married to Krishna. And What was beloved and beloved? Beloved. No, what?
Lover
and beloved. And it was on only to accept it. That he has accepted, we have accepted. But not blood relation as it was with father and mother. Oh, for a son or daughter. They can be far away from, reject their far mother. But they cannot forget that I am their son. Never, never. Because blood relation is there. And for us, it was only man nahi par nirbhar tha. Man?
It was only depending on acceptance.
Only this. Now he has gone. He has forgotten. Oh, we should also try to forget this thing. What happened? It should go away. But this is the fact that we are not forgetting. We cannot forget. How we can forget? So why he has sent? He must have sent to pacify his father, mother. Because blood relation. Oh, not former. Oh, Uddha, this is not the way of Nand Baba house. Oh, this is a straight way. You can buy that. You can go to Nand Baba house, palace. Uddha was thinking, oh, what to do now? What to do? He was thinking that Krishna has especially told to go to gopis. Oh, he was like this, what? Head was?
Ashamed.
What to do? He was put. In the meantime, one told, oh, we know. Come on. No harm. You should come on. Oh, you are the messenger of black cheater. Certainly you are. Sandesharam. Sandesharam means?
Messenger.
Perhaps you have brought some
new information
or message for us. Has he given? Oh, Uddha thinking, how they recognize me? They have never seen me, I have never seen them. But how they recognized? Then one is telling, oh, Uddha, you are a messenger of Krishna. We know how I can make wrong, but our nose cannot make any wrong. Oh, there is some smell of Krishna body here because you have taken the garland of Krishna. Krishna had given him. So from garland, the fragrance of his body, Krishna, is coming. So our nose cannot do wrong. And we are seeing the garment is also of Krishna. So from everywhere, the smell of Krishna body is coming. Once Srimati Radhika was playing hide and seek with Krishna and all the gopis. And Srimati Radhika was hiding herself in a very deep,
dense grove,
very far away. And she was telling Lalita Vishakha, don't give direction that I am hiding here. But Lalita what saying? Oh Sakhi, you cannot hide. Why? Your fragrance of your body always here and there, and they are crying very loudly that Radhika is here. I will have not to tell anything. So also they know each other by a smell. If Krishna is hidden anywhere, at once they will discover, oh, Krishna is there. And Krishna will also discover. Nothing to tell to anyone that where they are. So we are, our nose are perfect. So you are coming from there. Oh, Uddhav, we want to ask something to you. Because you are friend of Krishna, messenger of Krishna. You know that there are two kinds of love and affection. Two kinds. One is pure and in one is impure. One is what?
Hetu and ahetu.
Ahetuk and sahetuk.
Conditional
and unconditional. Oh, we want to see first unconditional love, not pure. Kya? Sahetuk. With a hetu.
Conditional.
Prem, that you should love me, I will love me. You, in this way, or also even very wretched this day. How? A prostitute loves a rich person, whether he's black or he's beautiful or anything. She loves. Her love is for what thing? For money and wealth. If a very qualified and beautiful person is there, but no money, then she will kick at once. And even a black, unqualified and very bogus person, but he has lot of money, oh, smiling. They want to smile. They know the art of a smile. Even so much problem. No harm. But in a moment they will smile. Maya has given gift that they will attract. They can attract. So, all wealthy person, bogus persons, they go to institute,
prostitute,
and they lost their everything. And when they are penniless, she kicks forever. And another person, he wants to cheat by this. This love is what? Sahaita. Not good. A boy, a student has gone to his teacher. And he is serving his master. No? Very well. But when his study is completed and he returns back to home, he never remembers that teacher. A bird, enjoying in jungle, always jungle with her children. But if unfortunately there was fire and forest was
burned,
or she will not go there again. Never, never, never. Oh, there is a beggar. He has gone to city or anywhere. And Radhe, Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. And the housekeeper will come and give some all. Oh, you are a pure devotee. Oh, I want to discuss something. Come, please come. Inside and we will talk. Oh, now I have no time. I'll have to go so many far away. Because he had taken the all money. Now he had nothing to do. So what these are?
Conditional love.
Conditional love. Uddhav, you know that. Our friendship. He was our pure beloved. And we are her, his most beloved. But how this became that he left? Can you tell? Uddhav began to do like this. He had never seen. He had never heard a question like this. He could not reply. Never. How high class of philosophy. They know. I'm not as dust of their lotus feet. Now he began to realize. In the meantime, one most beautiful golden collar, Aspara. Aspara, you know?
Angel-like.
Sleeping on the, lying on the bed of birds.
Flower birds.
flower beds. Battle of the lotus flower. And so much cold
sandal pest
was there, given everywhere. But all dried in a moment. And she's dying, or she's in life. It was very difficult to know. Oh, some gopis took some
cotton
and they kept, and very warm, hot. What she was thinking of Krishna, this cheater Krishna, Dhorta Krishna, this lumpat Krishna. We know that he has gone to Mathura. And seeing Dhyantin Krishna Sangamam, she was looking where what Krishna is doing. They saw in Madhupuri Krishna is surrounded by lakhs and lakhs Mathurapuri Jadav wives. So many beautiful, more beautiful, because they are wife of very wealthy, kings all. Krishna is surrounded by them. And Krishna giving garland. And in garland the kumkum of gopis breast was there. So some bees were
humming
there. She saw. And at once she became manini, full of anger. He left us, and again he is in Mathurapuri with so many ladies there. Oh, we know that he cannot remain without these ladies. And she became angry. And in the same time, the gopis took Uddhava, come on with us. Be seated here. And from here he was. Seeing Srimati Radhika, the lotus feet. He could not imagine. Even they had love and affection more than father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. They were not dying like this. And here, that sadhak, what doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What he has heard, explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, he is remembering this. We should try to meditate like this, what we have heard. First separation will come. How? First, you have not met him, no relation. How you can have separation? We can have. Once Narad went to Kundin Nagar in India, Kundin Nagar, the kingdom of the father of Rukmini. At that time, Rukmini's age was only 12 years. Not matured. And Narada told the sweet pastimes of Krishna and beauty and strongness, power and everything and mercy. He was telling her. And the king has deputed that Rukmini in the service of Narada. So Narada was daily telling so many days the glorification of Krishna in so various ways. And at that time, he gave up her heart to Krishna. And always she was thinking of Krishna, how to meet Krishna. And she had made up strongly in his heart that now I have given my heart to Krishna. He is my beloved or husband. I will not marry any other person. Never and never in my life. My life may go, but I will not marry with any dog or these things, persons. So at the time of, she was feeling so much separation, especially when his father decided by the fear of his son, Rukmi, we should give marriage to Rukmini to, not to Krishna, to whom?
Shishupal.
Oh, he is very powerful. He was friend of Rukmi. But Rukmini never wanted like this. So, wedding day was there. Oh, next day, Rukmini was thinking, what to do now? They have brought a dog.
Jacob.
I cannot marry with him. So, he forget his tradition, means Lok Lajja.
Shyness.
And he brought his, he invited his Purohit.
Priest.
And he told, oh, you are like my father. I'm giving a letter for Krishna. Today is my, next day, my marriage day has been fixed. At once you should go and give this letter to Krishna. Sing her this mote. At once, secretly he went and gave it to Krishna. And Krishna came next day. And how he took, you know all. So she has so much separation mode for Krishna because she has given up Krishna. So if you are seeing, hearing all these things, the pastimes of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, oh, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, oh, we can feel separation. Gurudev has also given this relation that Krishna is our beloved. Why not it will come? If not separation is coming, then oh, Gurudev will reject you. You are not pure disciple. So a disciple is who? A devotee is who? Who has some separation mode for Krishna. Krishna has given him or her this relation that Krishna is your beloved. Your father, mother, friend, everything is Krishna. So if Rukmini has so, and so many, why we cannot have any separation mood for? So if separation at the time of chanting for Krishna not coming, you have no separation mood for your Gurudev, for your devotees, for high class of devotees, then your process is wrong somewhat. You are not your devotee. So here, what I was telling?
Uddhav.
He's thinking. But you should come again there. What is the time? 7 and? Oh, today is also a drama. You want to see drama play. Not this drama play, that why I am telling. You, if you are interested to that drama, I should stop.
No.
So I'm keeping some remaining. Otherwise, what I will tell in other places? I'm so poor. I am not so much. Stop. So, oh, she was remembering. What remembering? Oh, Krishna cannot be alone. So, dhyanting Krishna Sangamam. Oh, she began to tell something. And Uddhava was hearing. He has never heard like this. He has never realized this thing. Now he is realizing, oh, Krishna is very merciful. Very, very merciful that he has sent me to gopis. And he has sent to be admitted in this school. Now I'm this school. but I think I am not qualified for admission even in this school. Anyhow, from far away he was hearing. And that gopi was telling, Madhupakitava bandho maash pishangri shapatna kuchubililitamala kumkumash masubhirna bhat madhupati tan manini nyang prasadam yadu sadash vidambam jas dutashti. Oh, messenger, black messenger. He saw that at once a bumblebee came. And he was trying so much to take some honey from the lotus flower. And he thought that, oh, Srimati Radhika, lotus fate is like lotus flower. And he wanted to take some money, honey from that. So he was moving around Srimati Radhika. And Radhika ordered, oh, bogus, oh, cheater. Madhup, friend of that cheater, black Madhupati. They told Krishna Madhupati. What Madhupati means?
Youngster of drunkard.
Lord of all drunkards. Drunkards. So Krishna is king of all drunkards. And your friend. But we know that you, friend, are more cheater than that, Madhupati. Because you have come from there. And you have drunk so much that you have no intelligence at all. How to come and to pacify any manini? Manini means?
Jealous lady.
Jealous lady. You are not in that mood. Because you are not upset. Oh, you have taken so much
honey.
Honey means here. What? Sharab.
Wine.
You have taken wine. Wine means here madhu. Madhu has some like this. If you will take more honey, oh, you will be like that. So, this honey. Oh, you have taken madhu, honey from where? From Madhupati, who is the master of a jo madhu, madhushala ko chalata hai.
Wine shop.
Eh?
Liquor shop.
You have come. And you are friend of that liquor shop master. His master and you are? So you have taken so much. Oh, he began to do like hemming. Oh, don't touch my feet, O bogus person. You are now impure. How? Then he was telling. He was doing hemming. So she said, oh, you are telling. Oh, Swamini. Swamini, you know?
Mistress.
Swamini means?
Mistress.
Oh, my mistress.
Mistress. I'm not drunk. Never. I don't touch. Oh, how you knew that I'm coming from Madhushala, a place where? And who is my friend? I don't know. But I know Krishna is very pure. He is not dhurta, not lampat, not sat. He is always offered to you. Loyal to you always. So why you are telling so? I am not drunk. I am pure. Then Srimati is telling again, oh, foolish. This person, oh, why you have colored your
mustaches?
Why you have colored? From where it came? Oh, we know. We know. Oh, Krishna was meeting with any jadav lady and that collar came from that lady to Krishna garland and that garland is here. And you said to take some honey and that collar is on your hair. No, don't. Oh, get out from here. There is no place for you and your friend. So you should at once get out from here. Oh, I know. If a messenger is unqualified, oh, his master, how can he be qualified? We know that one day, all Jadav will be very angry to Krishna. And they may take some revenge. You are foolish and he is also like that. So told so many things. If I am in Vajas, having so much time, I will express something for which you are qualified. Very little. But I told it you only how we should think the pastimes of Krishna. Chanting Krishna name and thinking this. And by doing so, Krishna will be merciful. Guru will be merciful. And transcendental Rati will appear here. And very easily you will see your constitutional form, who are you and what is the relation, real relation with Krishna. And with that form you can serve Krishna. Don't make any
imagination.
Naturally it should come all. That comes, it came in the heart of Vyasadeva. It came in the heart of Nara. It came in the heart of all the Guru Parampara of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premananda. Now you call play your drama very quickly. Anatimirandharsya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vanchakalpatarbhyasya Kripasindhubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate